Harper Audio presents Henry and the Clubhouse by Beverly Cleary. Read by Neil Patrick Harris. Copyright 1962, renewed 1990 by Beverly Cleary. Production copyright 2006 by HarperCollins Publishers. Chapter 1. Henry Goes for a Ride. Henry Huggins had a lot of good ideas that fall when he first had his paper route, but somehow his ideas had a way of not turning out as he had planned. Something always went wrong. There was, for example, that Saturday afternoon in October, when Henry found himself with nothing to do until it was time to start delivering journals. Naturally, he wandered into the kitchen and opened the refrigerator to see what he could find. At the sound of the door opening, his dog Ribsy and his cat Nosy came running in case he should be planning to feed them.
"Henry, you just ate lunch," said Mrs. Huggins,
who had washed her son's slacks and was now struggling to shove metal stretchers into the legs.
"Can't you find something to do instead of opening the refrigerator every 5 minutes?"
"I'm thinking, Mom," answered Henry.
He was thinking that he would like to build something, some kind of a house, a doghouse, a treehouse, or a clubhouse. A treehouse would be pretty hard, but he was sure he could build a doghouse or a clubhouse. All he needed was lumber and nails.
"Well, think with the refrigerator door shut," suggested Mrs. Huggins with a smile.
She had succeeded in stretching Henry's slacks, and now she leaned them, tight on their frames, against the sink.
"And please find something to do."
"Okay, Mom,"
said Henry, and walked out the back door in search of something to keep him busy. He considered. He could go over to the Quimby's house and play checkers with Beezus, a girl whose real name was Beatrice.